The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the No Nonsense Show. We got a special guest today in the motherfucking house.
Special guest.
Yeah.
If you're not watching live, he goes by... One, is that two names, or is that just, is it hyphened, is it one name?
It's one and the same, all together, however you want to put it. Hey, it's all good. Hey, to all my motherfucking smoothies out there, your boy Jay Smooth is back in the building. I know we had an APB out on your boy, but I'm back now. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Hey, I missed you guys, man. Hey, I tried to show some love to my boy Jay Mack in French today. Hey, and I got a quick punch from Jay Mack. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, I guess that was my welcome back, French. I appreciate you not hitting me too, French. I appreciate that, though. If I had, though, for my rival to come back to the show, you are representing quite nice with a Boston hat. That's by far one of the best hats in your hat collection.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I like your hat too, just because it represents the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. J-Mac, I like your hat too. That shit is cool. I represent X-Men, whatever.
I don't think nice X-Men. Shit. I mean, it was in the movie, but I wouldn't say he represent X-Men. He got his own lane.
I mean, shit. What is that?
Anyways, bro, don't be running up on people. That's what happened, man. I didn't know you were coming to give a hug. I didn't want a hug. First off,
oh, you didn't?
No.
I mean, this is the time of the year, J Mac, where you know what I'm saying. You got to be more
forgiving,
cheerful, yeah, and
jolly.
Just happy, jolly. You know all that shit. Tis the season.
I was
fat.
Not hit the season. Tis the season, you know what I'm saying?
Tis or tis?
Tis, nigga, T-I-S.
Or tis.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Cheers. And Haiti, how do you say it?
Dry Noid.
That's some bullshit. You be making up shit. I truly believe half the stuff he say, J-Mac, I don't think shit right.
I don't think French Reggie's actually Haitian. Last week, this nigga didn't know any Haitian movies, nor did he know the spelling of Sweet Mickey, the president. Remember that, J-Mac?
Didn't know that shit.
How you don't know the spelling of your president?
He was trying to spell it like Mickey Mouse.
And didn't know any Haitian movies, not even one.
French, how you not know one Haitian movie?
I know Haitian movies, just y'all would not know them.
No. I asked you the name of a Haitian movie.
I think I had named one.
You didn't.
Because he was naming some. And
name one now.
An.
Huh?
An.
An.
Yeah.
This nigga said A-N-D. It's a movie.
A-N-N-E.
He went and researched.
No, I didn't do research.
Yeah, An.
Yes, this is a woman's name.
So you know that we don't know what the hell that is. You could have just said An.
Well, this is why I never said a movie in the first place.
No, that's not why.
I just said that 2 seconds ago. I'm not even fucking with y'all. back to you, Smooth, with the hat.
Hey, what about my hat? You know, hey.
No, fuck that.
True story about my hat, J-Mac.
No.
My hat been missing. Hey, look, my hat been missing for over a year, bro. I paid $50 for my damn hat. I called Be Honest, and I told him, I said, Be Honest, I am just happy to get my damn hat back.
Is that because it's so much fabric? Why was it so expensive?
Man, no, fuck you, Be Honest. No, because the hat was like $20, just a plain hat from damn Lear, and then I had to have it embroidered. But
at least it's a $59.50.
Be Honest.
You know you be bringing them gas station hats.
Hey, look, be honest. And then I left it over at Chick House, and I called and asked, like, yo, did I leave my hat?
Oh,
she said, nah, motherfucker, you ain't leave your hat at my shit. You probably left it at another bitch house. And
that's what
I went back
so
over
said,
the house.
So you saying you a bitch? That's what you just said.
Nah, I ain't gonna. I want to do that.
Is that where you been?
When you try to hit? No, I know. I had
since father, you just. You, I mean, all of a sudden you just came
shit.
Up.
Father
just
shit.
Came father
to do
father
the
shit. But they're fathers too, and they can still make it to the show.
Of course we can, because we make sacrifices for
but
our
thing,
job.
But the thing about it is, French, because. I was the only one there.
No. We are fathers too. Mm-hmm. We make sacrifices for our job.
Yeah. Moms was out of town. So I could not motherfucker come to the show. Something happened
there
to
was
me
one
between
time
here.
Kid went out of town and Be Honest was still able to do the show and be a dad.
Absolutely.
You know what? Be Honest kids all 26 plus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They grown. They grown.
And he's got a toddler.
He got
a newborn.
I do.
What he's slick trying to say.
I think your daughter can stay at the crib by herself.
Yeah, but what if I didn't go home? I didn't make home between, you know what I'm saying, leaving here and going back to the crib. Something happened to me. I just
something
can
happen
right.
to you tonight. What happens?
But I ain't I'm not. I don't have to go back to her.
Well, most, what most people do is they get somebody else to watch their kid when they come to work, right?
I didn't have.
You get someone, right?
That's what
most people do, right?
I didn't have nobody. It's a great market.
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah. I didn't have nobody.
But your daughter don't even need a babysitter, though.
He got a girl. Don't he claim he got a woman?
Yeah. She got to play that stepmom role.
Yeah, but see, I just don't. Baby girl just ain't at anybody. You know what I'm saying?
No, at anybody. It's the woman you're calling a woman.
But see, it's the other side of town. You with me? So
it's Georgia. Everything's the other side of town.
We have to make sacrifices for our job, right?
He doesn't
care about the listeners. It's you guys he doesn't care about.
Listeners, I do. For Smoothie Land, I care about you guys. Hey, I know y'all miss me. I know the show has been good, but it's great now. Good is only good when great is back. You know what I'm saying? Great is back now, so the show is fucking great today. Hey, I must say so myself. I can tell. It's almost like J-Mac. When you go to an Atlanta United game and a Falcons game, right, the energy that you get from that Atlanta United game, if you motherfuckers don't know about the Atlanta United game. That's okay. I seen it online. I seen enough social media posts. I felt like the energy. I felt the energy coming through, you know, Instagram. You know, I'm like, damn, I wish I was there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Energy. Yeah, what are you saying for
energy? Energy. I bring that excitement. You with me? I do.
I was just gibberish.
I'm really excited.
I bring the excitement, French. You know, French, it's a different vibe, baby. It's like when Michael Jordan left the game for a while, yeah, they was doing good. But when he came back, he allowed them to be great.
This is what we're going to do.
Go ahead.
What we're going to do, let's be quiet for 20 seconds.
No, let's
be quiet for 20 seconds. I want you to entertain our listeners, and I want them in the live room to tell us whether or not you should shut the fuck up or not. Go ahead.
Let's see how excited you can be.
You're a part-time comedian.
No,
come on, let's do it.
No, fuck that. No, fuck that.
And host.
Tell me, nigga,
you was hosting any of these fucking weeks you've been gone.
I haven't did anything.
You got a new comedy career. Can't come to work no more.
Be honest, when Michael Jordan came back, right, he still had players on the court.
You're saying the same thing.
I need you guys to be on the court.
You lost 5 seconds of that 20.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay, let's move on.
Play. There you go.
20 seconds. Come on.
Let's
move on.
No, we good. It took you that long to pull that shit up on that racked ass phone?
Oh, there you go. Let's go.
By the time I come back, you're going to upgrade your phone.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
You know what I'm saying?
First line.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up. But hey, I am glad to be back here. You know what I'm saying?
You're the only one.
All right, we ain't even saying, all right, no more talking, Jay Smooth.
Y'all didn't miss me?
No.
Y'all motherfuckers lying. I could tell in y'all conversation on the shows that y'all missed.
We had a really, really fun show, especially the premium show.
All of them.
French Reggie don't say no outlandish dumb shit, though. He always plays it safe.
It was a great show.
French be talking on the show like he gonna get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody gonna give him some pussy. You gotta say the real shit, French. None of the list gonna give you no pussy. You gotta say real shit. They know you keep it real. You get more pussy like that.
What?
I'm telling you. I do. I keep it real. That's why the motherfuckers like that. That why they
you get pussy for the listeners?
I mean, I can.
But have you?
Name the listeners that you could get pussy from.
I would like to hear that.
Huh?
Yeah.
We got a lot of listeners.
It don't even have to be Slack listeners. It could be people that have emailed the show.
The ones we really don't know about.
Hey,
just name them.
All the motherfuckers, with the exception of motherfuckers in Atlanta, everybody out there and outside of ATL.
So not the other cities.
No real possibilities of actually doing it.
Right.
So have I do it or can I?
Just people that you couldn't prove are the people you're saying you could.
I could get it from all of them, man. You
so
know,
Atlanta
them,
too then?
I can't say Atlanta. Can't say Atlanta. Jay, I can't. Nigga, your wife listened to the show.
So what's that mean?
I can't say I'm going to get her because then you be sad. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be. I actually love you, nigga. You my homie. I don't want you to be, nigga. This was the final call, nigga. After this, nigga, there's no more. I want y'all to stay happy. I want to be honest to motherfuckers. Stay happy. French, you don't have no motherfucking girl. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Any of them potential.
Honestly, if Kit ever did something with you, I'm disgusted. I'm so done with Kit.
It's like rancid meat.
Right. I'm so done with
what's sex. Rancid meat? Ride it.
Yeah. You ever seen that scene from Poltergeist when the motherfucking steak started turning in? He was in the motherfucking sink and the steak started just having maggots come out of it. That's how I would view any chick that you stuck your dick in.
Maggots, bro.
I got a nasty dick? My dick is rancid? That mean that pussy gonna have maggots coming out of it?
In theory, figuratively.
Right. Like I don't think they're gonna have it.
Yeah, I'm done. If you had sex with her, I'm done.
Might as well have.
I'm done.
He calling you trash, bro. That's what he means.
Not trash.
when chicks actually fuck me, it's the ultimate upgrade.
From who?
Whoever they fuck with. It's the ultimate fucking upgrade. I mean, the ultimate.
Okay.
All
right. I'm just saying. I mean, don't be mad at me, niggas, because y'all ain't got what it take. You with me? Hey. J-Mac, stop staring at me like that, nigga. I'm just saying.
I don't have what it takes. Are you done?
I'm done. Okay. Mike is done. MJ is motherfucking done.
You can't be.
I'm hanging up my jersey.
Mike Jones.
But you, no, because what you were saying earlier, I heard you. What's you that? Said that we got better baby mamas than you, and that's why we were able to make the show, and you're not. Because you were saying that you do it all alone, right? About you are alone.
Like, he doesn't have custody.
I said
what now?
Like you were by yourself. Like you, how you, why you didn't just have any other options?
I just didn't do it for that time. I just didn't that one. It rolled into 2 weeks. It was just that one deal right there. Yeah, that's why.
When you can't complete the sentence.
Hey, man. Was you fucking?
No.
Either night, either recording night, you didn't get no pussy?
None.
It's just amazing me how this nigga go out on a Friday night and don't have a babysitter either, but figures out a way to get out on a Friday.
When the fuck did I? I didn't go out no time.
Hey, man, you ain't got to make
I didn't go out no
My
time.
My thing is, your daughter's old enough where she can stay
by
herself.
Of course she is.
I'm not going to keep her at the house, nigga, while I get to the house at 1, 2 in the morning. I'm not just...
What difference does it make? She's still going to... She's going to be asleep.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
This is a moot point.
So you don't trust your daughter. That's what you're saying.
I do trust my daughter.
You don't trust her.
I trust her.
I was chilling.
I'm with French.
Yeah, like.
There you go. You want to piggyback on some bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Shut the fuck up. There you go. Like. You want to piggyback on this nigga right here, French. Shut up. When you had an opportunity to be motherfucking cruel and say some crazy shit,
cruel?
You was too scared to say the most outlandish shit. Now he want
to
wait till I come back and say the most outlandish shit.
I didn't say nothing outlandish.
You don't trust your daughter.
That's not outlandish.
Bitch,
that's
I trust my daughter.
Mm-mm.
But you can't go out. You have to stay in the house with her. You can't go record because you got to stay in the house and look over it, right?
Let's move to the next shit.
Oh, we're waiting on you.
Let's move to the next
it's
shit.
It's your topic. Let's go.
To the next shit.
You the next.
Yeah, but I was like,
get it right.
Look, so I want to say, let me see. Hold on. What? You know, I got to get back into my shit. So I was talking to one of my homeboys, you know, over the last few days or whatever and shit like that. And we was talking about.
While you were out.
We was talking about these women and shit, right? And you know, they got a lot of motherfucking social sites out there, dating sites and shit like that, you know, and just, you know, when you hollering at women nowadays. And I was just saying that he was like, man, it's just so fucking easy. Like, you know, he's like, these women out here just fucking just too easy to fuck, you know. And I was just, you know, we got into a conversation and I was like, are the women just easy? Are they easier today to fuck or is it game? You know what I'm saying? Do you got to really have game in a sense to fuck these motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? Or what's what? What? What you laughing at, Jay?
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was actually focused in on what you were saying. And you just said some shit that was pretty funny to me. But go finish. I'm sorry. My bad.
So I want to, you know, pick you motherfucking brains and just see what are your thought process. I know you motherfuckers are married nowadays and shit like that. And y'all been out of the game for quite some time. J-Mac, you've been out of the game for a little bit. But just your perception of the women today. You could just say the women today versus back in the day or before you got.
The question is, are women easy or?
You think women are easy or easy?
Well, how about this?
Let's break it down.
Tell us what you think. Because you obviously have a loaded
gun.
I think these
motherfucking women are just truly easy today.
So it's not you then.
I get it.
So it's nothing that you're doing.
It could be now. Granted.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on. Hey, look. Now, granted. Now, right. See, it's a little different than me and French, right? Me and J-Mac.
Why you gotta bring me?
So, because I'm gonna tell you, right? I'm gonna tell you. Because the caveat to this shit, right? I'm cute as shit, right?
Okay.
Sexed in the motherfucker. So. I'm going to get a little further than the average cat that might not be as cute in the face, so to speak, who you know what I'm saying, just don't have that look or that charisma or that motherfucker.
I seen some ugly niggas with a lot of bad girls, man.
No, but I'm just saying, you can have a bad girl.
So stand by. Are you saying then that women are easy or that you have to have game or look good?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I think, be honest, I think it might be a combination.
Did you read your topic?
I did.
Okay, let's hear it.
I did. I did. I think it might
it's
be
a combination. So you chose two things.
So I'm talking about looks. See, me is me with me, right? It's a different with
no,
me.
No, no, no. You're,
mine is looks. Mine is looks, so I get them.
You're past what I'm
saying. So they're easy because you look good. That's what you're saying.
It's easier for me. The opportunity is easier
okay,
for
so
me.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you created a topic that you can't argue either side of.
I mean, I can't, so I want to see the ugly niggas. I'm just see what the ugly niggas think. You know what I'm saying?
Point the ugly niggas. What are you talking about?
Y'all.
Okay.
Nigga, y'all niggas on this corridor of the motherfucking table right here.
Okay, then my thing is I don't think women are easy at all.
Why is that?
I just don't think that they're easy.
Fuck
I think
that these motherfuckers are easy today.
Hold on. Okay, so you have an opinion.
Go ahead.
I don't think that women are easy. I think women know what they want and they just want to fuck.
Yeah.
It's not easy. They still requires game. You got to most times not say the wrong thing as opposed to saying the right thing if they want to fuck you.
You got to think about that.
And game is when you use the word game. I wouldn't use the word game.
Be honest, it's like this, right?
Okay.
When I get a chick, I tell motherfuckers right this, right? I tell them motherfuckers this, right? If I get, because I don't really have game, but if I get, and if you call this game, when I get you on the phone, right? If I get you on the phone, I talk to you and I hit you with that conversation. I'm a conversationist, right? And
conversationist?
I'm a conversationist,
y'all can
right?
You never get at me no more
hey,
for
look,
language.
Look. And see, I know how to get them. And I guess I do a lot of the homework in the conversation. It's in the conversation piece. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just hitting it with real shit.
So from your answer, it sounds like it's because of your game.
No,
that's why you
but
get
he
them.
Keeps the... you know what I'm saying? Rebutting what is your final answer? Don't give me that hodgepodge shit.
I think you gotta have a little bit of game though, be honest.
So that's the answer.
I think so. I think
so. So they're not easy no more.
A few minutes ago they were easy.
But I'm saying mine's is a little different though, because like when I be talking to my home, when
we
my
are
home,
talking about you though. We're not talking saying, about the average Joe. We're talking about Jay Smooth.
But
we can talk about all the hoes. I mean, you're not fucking all the bitches. We're just talking about them in general. So this doesn't have to be specific to you, my nigga.
These motherfuckers is easy though. Hey, this shit is like I'm telling you, be honest. I be amazed.
I'm amazed.
It amazes me the shit that
that's the title of the show. Amazed
for real. It's amazing the shit that how these motherfuckers be out here. You know what I'm saying?
How they be? Tell us how they are.
You know, it's just like being on a dating site, right? You know, these women, they'll put all that bullshit, they, you know, church, or they ain't looking at this. And, you know, a lot of the women that say they celibate and shit like that, you talk to them long enough and you get past the door. So what I learned is this,
get past
be honest,
their
right?
What?
So what I learned is this. A lot of motherfuckers put, like, give me an example, dating websites,
oh,
right?
Oh, so we got some real content.
Dating websites, we right? So when on the dating website, motherfuckers say, hey, I'm celibate, I'm not fucking, I'm not doing this, I'm not
that's
doing this, I'm not doing shut up, nigga. I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, right? But when you get into talking to them, right, that's just right there. That'll turn off the guys. That's the thing that, you know, what do they call that?
Deterrent.
The
deterrent, right? It's for the niggas that really just, the motherfuckers just
lazy.
Trying to get the pussy right, like, real quick.
They don't want
to
work for it.
So you're saying that these women are not sophisticated enough to know that guys are sophisticated enough to see through that?
Yeah.
They're the
ones that he fucks.
Nah, all these motherfuckers, no, J-Mac, yeah, it can be any of them. I'm talking about, I fuck some high caliber women.
We're not talking about who you fuck. That's not who we're
but I'm just saying, because he's saying sophisticated. Like, I'm talking about, J-Mac, I'm talking about all of them. It don't matter who they are.
What caliber would you say that they were?
Who?
The ones you fucked. You said the high caliber.
I mean, shit, motherfuckers is...
One out of ten. What are the women you have sex with?
Debutantes? I mean, what are we talking about?
I mean, motherfuckers that's got...
No, what's the number? One out of ten.
You said number what?
One out of ten. What do you have sex with on average? What is your average number?
Your average caliber.
My average caliber? Eights.
Yeah, right.
I'm fucking 7 8s.
Caliber eight. Go.
Now we got sevens. Because you said 7 8s.
Because I got 7 8s. Now,
if we keep talking, we'll be 6 7s.
No, nigga, I'm not, nigga. A nigga, then I'll be at the bottom of the barrel. Not shooting at the bottom of the barrel.
That's not the bottom.
Give me a celebrity that's a 7 8.
A 7 8?
That matches the type of woman that you date.
I say, motherfucking Sanaa. She about an 8.
She's
about
way
8,
higher
9.
Than an 8.
She about 8 9. She ain't no 10.
You went from 7 8 to
she
8 9.
She about 8 9. She about 8 9.
So you're not.
And that's
8.
My baby. That's my motherfucking baby.
I know. That's 7, why you said.
Okay, Monica.
No.
That's Monica.
Monica who?
You my mean motherfucking singer. That motherfucking 6'2".
Monica Brown.
You mean Monique?
No, nigga.
That's Monica Brown. What are you talking about?
The singer.
She's married to Shannon Brown now. That's why I call her.
Okay. Listen.
What is she, be honest?
What is she?
Monica. You seen her in person. What you think she is? If you had to grade her.
She's kind of slim. She's very slim, actually.
What's the girl who is...
with the deep pussy. That's good shit. Yeah.
What's the one who is air-sucking dick on stage?
Jill Scott.
There you go.
Nigga, Jill Scott ain't no motherfucking... Oh, did you say she a what?
What do you think she is?
Jill Scott ain't no motherfucking 8, nigga.
What is she, 7, 8?
Nigga, just because she being plump, nigga, that...
She
plump,
not a 7, 8?
Nigga, plump gonna make her 5, 6.
Nah.
She not 7, 8?
She's not Jill Scott,
though. Hold on. Big girls are 5, 6?
Nah. Nah, she's a cute big girl.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So what is an ugly big girl?
A ugly big girl? Precious.
Number.
Ugly big girl, nigga? Oh, fucking negative. Nigga, Precious couldn't get this dick if this motherfucker was in a pickle jar.
We're not talking about Precious. I'm just saying, you said a big girl.
He said a big girl.
So you're saying majority of your girls are...
Them motherfuckers 7'8".
Sanaa Lathan.
Them motherfuckers 7'8".
Sanaa Lathan.
7'8".
The majority of your girls are
7'8". Yeah, 7'8".
Okay.
7'8". Now, I had a couple of motherfuckers that... Now, I might have had some ugly ones on the team, but that's why I said it couldn't have been a 10.
Well, okay.
Because it dropped my number down.
In order to have a 7'8", you'd have had to have had some 10s because of a couple
Absolutely.
Of...
Absolutely.
Yep. Because of a couple of mud ducks that I know of.
Yeah.
So who's going to offset those mud ducks?
Hey, I got some 10s. I got some 10s on the team.
I feel like we're going to have to cut the intro on this one. Like, the 10% less, you pushing it, my nigga. You pushing it right now.
Why you say that?
Because you full of bullshit right now.
No.
Yeah, you are.
J-Mac, I'm telling you, dog.
I mean, you ain't gotta, your reputation is straight, but you ain't gotta embellish and shit. You know
I'm J-Mac,
mean?
I ain't even lying.
What you want to tell us is that not only are you dating 7'8", but they're also easy women.
7 and 8.
It comes easy to me because I'm gonna tell you, most of the women say, "Hey, I'm good. I'm easy on the eye. So that makes me a little bit better.
For the show, can we stop talking about you and talk about your topic, which is about women? Because you keep bringing up about you. It's about women.
Who are either easy or requires game.
This ain't got shit to do with you.
Okay.
What's the consensus?
So get back to the content.
These motherfuckers, they easy.
Okay.
They're easy.
Okay. That's the verdict.
I feel like, let's let that side of the table talk some.
So what do y'all think as far as game or easy? What do you think it is?
I think it's all about game.
What's your best line, friends, Reggie?
I don't have a line. It's more of a experience.
Give role play with Jay Smooth.
Hell no.
Why?
So what, I'm going to be the girl?
Yeah, you the most feminine one. You got the most experience in this. Me and Jamie Mack, we're out the game, man.
Out the game.
We don't know how this goes.
You know how they bitches act right now.
Go ahead.
No, but it don't matter. Y'all got old motherfucking heads. Y'all know.
No, but we don't know how today's game is. This is a millennial, man. We don't know shit
homophobe,
about this.
Bro.
You niggas be out there. You be honest. You go to the gym. Bitches holler at you at the gym all the time, and they in there in the motherfucker. They in there with their little cute little.
But
outfit,
he's not
booty.
Interacting with them. So,
exactly. So you say, come on, bro.
I said that. Motherfucker deflect, man. Fuck that shit.
All right, go ahead, French Reggie. Spit that game, man. Well, not game. Whatever you call it.
For me, I'm not even gonna do it.
Stop talking to us. We're not here.
It's all about the experience.
No, stop. Stop. Directing, nigga. Stop directing.
Because I'm gonna tell you something. No, don't do that shit. Because them motherfuckers, that's what they want us to do.
What?
No, don't do this. No, fuck that.
You're too far to touch.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Stand by, nigga. That's like you role playing and kids say,
"Well, go ahead and put my panties on." And nigga, that's too far.
That's not.
This is too far.
All I'm asking you is say some words.
So you put your white panties on, J-Mac?
Listen.
And wear them all day.
That's fucked
okay, listen,
up,
you
nigga.
Probably got them on right now. Listen, the thing is, man, I want to hear what millennial game is. But you got to be an active participant.
Okay.
Okay. All right, friends, Reggie. Action. You don't say shit to us. We're not even in the room.
Club is bumping. Boom, boom.
So what you like to do? Nah, for real though, some
you
real
just
shit.
Walk us. Hold on. You just hauled it, man.
Yeah.
Start. You just walk into him. So what you like to do?
Yeah.
You never said anything else to her.
Yeah, I didn't tell y'all the story. One time I was getting a lap dance at a strip club, and my first thing to her, I was like, "What else do you do?" That was like the first thing
I asked.
Well,
that's different. I mean, yeah, that's different. You already
initiated the dance, so that's the first thing.
You guys already have a touch.
You just walked up to this bitch. What you gonna say to this bitch?
Yeah, you gotta shock them sometimes.
What do you do here? At a party.
No, obviously, I would introduce myself.
No, don't tell us what you're gonna do. Do it. I in action.
Hi, my name is Reggie, and you look very lovely today.
Keep talking, nigga.
Nigga, that's when you got response.
So what I gotta say? I gotta talk like a bitch?
Yeah, no, not a bitch. A young lady.
A young lady.
You're just role playing though, my nigga. Stop acting up.
Oh, man.
You say I look nice today?
You look very nice today.
I look nice. I wish I could say the same.
I like your sense of humor. Can I buy you a drink?
Sure you can. I'll take all your shit. Hey, let's go. Hey, what I want to drink? I want top shelf shit.
All right. We're going to get that. All right. I'm going to sit down, start drinking. So, you know, what got you into the club? Why'd you come to the club tonight?
Well, I came hanging out with my girls.
Is it somebody's birthday?
No, we just hanging out.
You're just hanging out? You got all week?
What?
Nigga, hard week?
Oh, hard week, nigga. Your accent fucked me up. Like, nigga, I ain't even drunk yet.
Yeah, I'm from Haiti. That's why I have an accent.
Oh, okay. Hey, you got? Can I get another drink?
Nah, where are you from?
Nigga, I'm thirsty.
Well, if you're thirsty, that's when I leave, because I know she's not for me.
Okay, so what did you gather? Stand by. So from this young lady, what did you gather in that conversation?
From that conversation.
What did you find out about her?
She just really wanted some drinks, some free drinks.
What did you find out about her?
Not much.
I don't get it then. What was the point of that? That's like J Smoove hosting a show.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's why I said that's when I leave.
Your game is like J Smoove hosting an intro.
That's when I said that's when I leave.
No, it ain't. Your shit ain't like that. Because it's somebody for everybody.
Hold on, you right. Flip the roles. J Smoove, show my ass done.
No,
man.
No. Come on.
Why, man? Come on, man. Stop.
Hey, look.
I'm trying to give real content to the show, okay, man. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, look. I know you busy or whatever, shit, doing your thing here with your girl. I'm going to give you my number. Call me when you get a chance. Let's go do lunch.
Yeah, you creepy.
Hey, that's okay. So bitches do that shit, though. I be like this.
So wait a minute. That's it?
That's
it. And you walk away?
I walk away, be honest.
Do you waddle away or do you try to hold yourself?
I waddle away.
So you have a business card that you pass out?
No.
Or what was that you slid?
Sometimes I write my shit down. You know what I'm saying? And I be like this. I have done it. Like, look.
What?
Hey, look. When you get a chance, call me. No, nigga, I don't
write. Can you provide these listeners and these viewers a little bit more substance than just a, hey, here's my business card?
I'm gonna tell you something. What I do is, because I've actually fucked some chicks' heads up and was like, look, I was like, look, I'm sorry to disturb you. I think you're beautiful. I'm gonna give you my number right quick. When you get a minute, give me a call, da da da. And motherfuckers have called me. You know what I'm saying? I say, hey, let's do lunch, da 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 da.
If you take 100 shots, you're gonna make at least 3 of them.
Well, nigga, shit, I'm throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and it has worked. I've had one chick, be honest, where I gave a bitch my car and walked away. She said, the nerve of you, nigga, like, that was some bullshit. Like, and the motherfucker, I'm like, but you call me, though. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I ain't got time for that shit.
Have you ever slid in somebody's, like, a stranger's DM?
All the time.
Okay.
Bitches on Instagram, I'm always, hey, how you doing? Damn, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Just chopping up
you
with
one
them.
Of those guys.
Damn, don't you got a girlfriend? Yeah, you don't see shit on my page.
Don't you have a girlfriend, so you be messing with dudes too.
Say what?
You said
that's what they said to him, I think he said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what's your comeback from that?
I said, well, you don't see nothing on my page. Where you get that from? Like, where you get that? So I thought I saw some people on your page, because at one time on my Instagram, I did have a chick on my shit. And then I just motherfucking removed that.
Go ahead,
slick,
be honest,
it
go
off.
Ahead. Because I mean, I'm...
No, you got it.
Okay, so what? You updated your status on your page, you're single now?
No, I don't have no chicks on my page, period.
So are you
You don't have to do
now,
that shit.
On,
and no. No.
So she's right, you do have a chick.
Yeah, but she don't fucking know it, nigga. Shit, I mean...
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not televised or socialized or whatever they...
What if she just listens to the show?
Shit, motherfucker, that...
Okay, but
this
look,
it is what it is.
For me, because I want the listeners to get some content out of this topic. Could you try one more time, but be a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more substance.
Giannis really wants that content.
No,
from
yeah, not, I mean, not from him.
I just need this to mean something. He put this topic in the room and has like no, there's no oomph to it. So I'm at least trying to give the listeners and the viewers something to take home with them. So, you know,
they got oomph.
What is that?
Something that motherfucker. Hey, look.
No, don't do the Michael Jordan thing.
This is real shit, be honest. This is real shit, right?
Uh-oh.
The listeners know, the guys know, like, you know, and I know we got a fair share of guys out there who probably married and shit like that. But these motherfuckers know, them niggas that just because you married, be honest, you and J Mac married, you motherfuckers ain't, y'all ain't stopped looking. Y'all see how easy these motherfuckers is. And y'all got homies that motherfucker get that tell y'all that y'all, what is that shit where you live through somebody? What is that? What's the shit called, J Mac?
Vicariously.
So, J Mac, you know, you got homeboys. You always say my homeboys, my cousin, shit like that. And they tell you how easy these fucking chicks are.
Substance.
Out
here.
Co-hosts. Substance. My co-hosts.
Substance.
Listen, though, I'm going to say easy. I mean, I haven't put my two cents in, and I'll just say this. And the reason is because as I'm listening to this story, you talk about all the fucking pussy you slay, it's got to be easy. It can't.
If that business card shit works.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if half of the shit I've seen him do works.
Yeah, okay, but see, I think we need to segment these women, though.
But that's where I was going with.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was talking about the, you know, his ratio or whatever.
Right.
You definitely are a broken bitch, you know, batter. Like, that's who you, that's,
oh,
who you, that's who you swing at. Broken bitches.
No.
Now, for the most part. Now, no. And they don't even, may not even know that they're broken.
Low self-esteem.
Most motherfuckers are broken. Women and men are broken. Yeah. We all are broken somehow.
And yep, you see, but you know how to capitalize on those.
Right.
You're very
like
good.
A vulture.
I'm not gonna say I try to capitalize. Those are the women that I aim for. You know what I'm saying? But
I think you. I think you aim sometimes.
Yeah.
I think I've seen you aim before.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me an example.
You don't want me to.
No, you don't want him to. You don't want him to. You don't.
You don't want me
you
to.
You don't, bro. You don't do that.
I have.
Yeah.
Stop.
I think that there's sometimes that you aim, not necessarily at the woman, but you'll take a situation and you'll use it to your advantage because you know that there's a little brokenness there.
But because I always wait them out?
No. Not just the waiting out. No. It's actually the situation. And it's like you've waited so long that there's a time and you wait for the time when it's the most broke.
Right.
And I'm just there. I mean,
but you wait though. You wait till the broke is the highest broke it can be, and then you're like, okay, now I can use that to capitalize and do this. And it's like you're playing chess, but it's not smart chess. It's like
he's playing the stock market, and he's waiting for it for the misery to be high to buy.
Wow, that sounds complex though.
Yeah,
I don't think he's trying that hard.
But his sense is.
I think it's simple. I don't think it's. So he's like Warren Buffett of bitches.
Yeah, I mean of broke bitches.
Warren Buffett of broke bitches.
You're right. Like he can sense when Warren Buffett sees a company that he knows is he can invest in. He just knows it when he sees it. Right. He does the analysis. Like he says, when I'm listening, he's like he's doing his research. Like when that first conversation, when they're telling him how they're broke. He picks up. That's what he's focusing on. That's what he's saying he's listening to, that first part of when they're describing their life and how they're broke and whether it's a fucked up baby daddy or a fucked up childhood or a fucked up previous marriage.
Or you lost your job.
Or whatever the fuck.
But no, Jimmy Mac, though, because remember I asked you, how many times have you been out with him where he actually pulled somebody? And you said how many?
None.
So now, see, I'm thinking back. No, I don't know. I don't think that they're as easy as we're. I think they're like I said in the beginning.
Okay. Shit.
Hold up though. I honestly believe that he's probably one of those stage fright guys. Like
he can't do it around us.
He can't do it in public.
Like so. Like in a group, if we both put up to the urinal, he's gonna wait till I leave.
In a group setting. But right. Maybe on a one-on-one, when he quarters his bitch.
He lets all the corny out.
Right. Yeah. And then, I believe, too, the females are less embarrassed to say yes because no one's around.
No, bullshit.
You know what I mean? So I think his rate goes down, you know, tremendously when there's a group. Because the girls are going to say, I'm not finna let everybody see. I'm finna let this nigga fuck me. And then his game is a little off because he's like, gosh, I'm always talking about how fucking dope I am and how I get these bitches. And this is the third bitch tonight that's kind of just laughed me off. And then
he looks so concerned, like you found my trick.
Yeah, no, I've seen it happen.
No, that's not me. So what happens is, right, I don't want to put you guys sometimes in an uncomfortable situation, right, where you force somebody, you know, a lot of times like French, right, so you'll learn being out here, man, being single, right? So if it's three chicks, right, and, you know, it's three homies, right? And you hollering the bitch. The other two niggas, in order for you to really get the pussy for that night, right? And they roll together something, or they hanging out, you got to get the other homies to take one for the team and try to holler at her the best way they can and keep them other two busy so they don't try to pull the homegirl that you talking to away.
So this is like elementary third school game. Like,
I mean,
like, that, is there anything?
That grown motherfuckers like that too.
Is there anything like level three training you got? Any level three game? Because like this is all whack shit. I can't imagine.
What would be your level three be?
No.
But hold up though. This is the thing too. with this level.
What level am I on, Jimmy Mac? I'm married, right?
Man, yeah. For how long? What level am I on? Nigga, anybody could have got married. That shit ain't hard.
No, that shit hard.
Nigga, I could have got married a few times. No, nigga, I could have got married a few times.
But would you
stay? To a chick who only wanted you for your pension, nigga.
Nigga, I could have got married to... Nigga, that's one. And he didn't even stay in the military long enough.
All these motherfucking chicks want you for your pension. Good luck.
He didn't even stay in the military long enough to give her a pension. She'd have been mad as fuck.
I could have been married
to somebody who wanted to fake a baby on you.
Look, nigga, I could have been married a long time ago, a lot of times.
I mean, come on, look at these options, bro.
But that's not the same.
You could have, but you didn't.
I didn't because I didn't want to, nigga.
I could have went to the NBA.
One time I did.
I could have went to the NBA.
But you too fucking short.
Hey, Nate Robinson, two, Earl Boykin,
you really
Spud
not
Webb.
That good.
Sure.
It ain't that many motherfucking short Spud Webs in the NBA.
All right, So Jay Smooth, obviously there's nothing to this. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to give us no real game. And women are easier. They got game. Last thing. What do you say?
Does he have it to give?
Just answer. Game or easy?
Easy.
What'd you say?
Game.
Game?
No, definitely easy.
I think it's game too. But we're about to bring a long-time listener on the show here. And I've never done this live, so hopefully this doesn't break our live, but we're going to bring a long-time listener. Let me see if I can get him on the phone here right now.
Well, this should be interesting.
Yeah.
It's like anal sex. Do you need lube?
No, you don't necessarily need
it. Is Montoya's married too?
Why don't you ask him when he... Can we introduce him first?
Oh, okay. My bad. Fucking rookie.
Is that a Falcons hat on?
Hello.
Montoya's, what's up, my nigga? This is your boy Jay Smooth.
Oh man.
Nigga. You said what? Yeah, work.
He said, you're not you. He said you finally working. He thought you was fucking off again.
Hey, Montoya's, what's up? Welcome to the No Nonsense Show, homie.
He don't even want to talk to you.
Shit, man.
Hey. Can you hear us, dog? I don't think he can hear us.
Oh, that's why he said shit, man?
I guess. I don't think he can hear us.
Damn, it was funnier when I thought he was just ignoring Jay.
We can put him on speaker. Nah. So, hey, can you hear us on Toys?
Default speaker.
What that?
Default speaker?
Are you figuring it out on the fly?
Yeah.
There it is.
We can hear you, man.
There it is. That's not it.
Are we on mute?
Nah, we're not on mute.
Hey, you should see him.
Sam's working.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, we can hear you.
Montoya. Hey, you got a PlayStation headset on and shit?
He can't hear you.
He sound like a blind person fucking for the first time.
That's not it.
Yo, can you hear
it? Dick's working.
Hey, this what happened when you ain't got the best motherfucking internet. No, he texted me and said he was going to go to his computer instead of the phone, which is what we had set up and tested.
What's that mean?
So see, this... So look, listeners, this is why you always go with what you tested. If you tested it and it works, you stay with it.
So can we go? Can he go back to the phone?
I don't know. I don't need. He can't even hear us.
Let's ask him.
Can you shoot him a text?
Yeah.
Look, that shit was funny as hell though. Because he did chime. It sounded like he was chiming in on us. But yeah, that nigga had one of them old school J-Mac goddamn Sega Genesis headsets. You know, I'm like, shit.
Sega Genesis headset.
Yeah, nigga's old school, nigga. Old school. They said, for real, shit, say default. That what happened was when you get one of them E-machine goddamn computers on Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? the first 50 door openers, you know what I'm saying? That $50
Yo,
shit.
I feel like Black Friday wasn't popping this year. I didn't hear much about it.
Because it's not Black Friday anymore. They start that shit like damn near Wednesday.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get him on here now. All right, let's see here. Still loading.
Listen, is he coming in?
Montoya's.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
Man, what's the deal?
We laughing at you, man. All the listeners, we live. We laughing at you tomorrow. If things working, default input, we laughing at you, man.
Montoya.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, homie? How you doing? Smoothie Nation right here, baby boy.
Hey, I hear you over there, big dog. What's good work?
Man, can't kill none, won't none die, homie.
That makes no sense. So look, listeners, I want to tell you guys that in our Slack room, we're a tight-knit family. Montoya's been in the Slack room for about how long? What would y'all say? How long you been in the Slack room, Montoya's?
Man, maybe 6 months. Is that long?
6 months. He's a contributor. He's always in, you know what I'm saying? He's always active. Come to find out about maybe less than a week ago, Montoya's has a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's a good podcast. But he, you know what? He was being polite about it. He was like, I don't want to step on the toes of the No Nonsense Show in the Slack room. So
man,
he wasn't saying nothing to anybody. Even me. He didn't even DM me about it. So
I mean, we've advertised other podcasts in 6 months, right?
We have. I think so.
A bunch.
Within the last 6 months.
I think we have. But tell us a little bit about that, Montoya. What's going on with your intentions, man?
Okay, well, yeah, my podcast is called The Shoot From The Hip Show. I've been doing it for about 3-4 years now.
Oh, that's good.
You know, been pretty steady. You know, life gets in the way, but it's just me and my boy Reese. We've been friends way before I was on social media and all that. So, you know, I found somebody I could bounce ideas off of, and he is a little loquacious himself. And so I figured, you know, I had a podcast before then where it was another dude's show, but, you know, me and him had some differences. So, yeah, I decided I'd give me some equipment and start my own. And so here we are, man, a couple years later.
Jay Smooth said, what does loquacious mean?
I mean, he's talking to you. He can talk, too, right? Loquacious. That's what Ms. Witch called you, goddamn SAT in class. You know, I can't think of nothing. Loquacious means something about talkative, too, or some conversations or some shit. What is it?
Yeah, he looked it up.
No, I never looked shit up. I remember how you used to say loquacious, don't be taciturn, right, and whatever that shit, taciturn, whatever. I remember that SAT shit.
Yo, Montez, you know what I'm saying? Montez, hey, can you say the name of the podcast again?
It's The Shoot From The Hip Show.
Hey, say that shit in Haiti.
That's not a language, bro.
In Haitian.
In Haitian. Say that shit in Haitian, because French only understand Haitian shit.
Hey, man, I can't even begin to try that out.
I'm going
to
tell you something. He the only Haitian you know can't talk in Haitian. That motherfucker, the shit he make up is all made up. That shit really don't translate. Because
there's no
nothing.
Language called Haitian.
Right. You talking about it's Creole, right?
Yeah.
It's some bullshit that you be saying. That ain't Creole. So that's look,
broken. About the Creole,
that's boy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he called you a name.
He called you a pussy.
We all heard that.
But look, though, but check this out, listeners, though. Shoot From The Hip Show is actually pretty good, too. So I actually vouch for the show. Sound quality is good. They got sound effects and music. And, you know, the first thing I listen to is, can I even listen to it? Because for me, a podcast where you got to turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down, somebody's whispering, you can't hear nothing, that's the kind of podcast I'm not going to listen to. That was the first thing I noticed about the show, is that the sound quality is really good. They got good mics and good equipment. And then it's too interesting. Dudes from Houston, the southern dialect, you know what I'm saying? Both of y'all, hey, you know what, Montoya, both of y'all H-Town. Got good radio voices too.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so that nigga say you
not that way. I appreciate it.
Hey, so that nigga say we listen, you get them hard.
That's
you ain't
even got to respond to that, man. So,
hey, that's what he said, Montoya. Hey, radio voice. Most women, they say you got a radio voice. That means they getting fucking hot when they hear my shit.
But he's not a woman, so
okay. Yeah.
Niggas can get hot too.
I bet the sound quality thing all about
was
that.
Big to me because I heard a lot of ones that sounded pretty bad, and that's what got me on y'all show. The first time I gave it a shot, I said, "Man, this shit sounds good. I'm gonna give it a shot."
Appreciate one producer.
So I've been listening. I've been in Slack for 6 months. Well, I've been listening for about a year, something like that.
That's what's up.
And I finally was like, "Man, let me just holler at him one time, dog. See what it do."
Hey, how long? Hey, tell everybody how long you been enrolled into the Domino University too.
Oh man, come on, man.
I knew you was finna do this, dog. Come
on, bro. I was waiting for that.
Well, come on, bro. I mean, we got all your enrollment dates.
So first we had Smooth talking about himself. Now you want to talk about you?
This is about Montoya's.
Man, look here, man. I've played Domino for a long time, man.
Really?
Now, this video game Domino we playing now. You know, it ain't the same as sitting across the table from you.
It's for the kids.
Montoya's. J-Mac be ching like a motherfucker. He got an app, dog. I swear he got an app. Hey, wouldn't you agree, though?
You do.
I don't know, man.
Fredrick, you just quit.
Man had a good run. I wasn't going to try to say he was cheating or something
Thank
like
you, man.
That.
Thank you, man.
Because that would take away from my shit when I win.
No, no. And this is the thing. And I don't judge all of Houston based off of you. I know that there's not – I'm not saying that – H-Town can't play dominoes. And I'm not saying you can't, because
well,
again,
it sounds like that's what you said.
No, no, no. But listen, I've actually shouted you out. You heard me on the show. I said that.
I mean, you know, it was some backhanded compliments in there too. He's like, you know, I keep whooping his ass, but he keep coming back. That's all I'm doing.
So look, man, check this out, Montoya. The question that we were just faced, I mean, given by Jay Smooth is, do you think women, well, first of all, you're married, right? Are you married?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jay Smooth posed a question, are women these days easy or does it require game? What do you think about that?
I don't think it's a nowadays thing to it. I mean, I don't think it's changed over time much. From my personal experience, I don't have game. My game is no game, really. So I can't speak from women needing game, you know, for a dude to get in there. Now, some dudes, that's what they lean on, but I don't think that's the case. I think women ain't changed over the years at all much.
So did you kind of politically say that they're easy?
Mm-hmm. Did I say that they're easy?
Yeah. That's a choice. Yeah. Easy or a requires game.
Okay, so that's what we're doing.
But I could
have to be political on that. I could say the older you get, the easier they get.
I mean, that's true, because there's like the ticking time bomb, right? I mean,
they feel like they need to attach to somebody. And I'm only saying this because this is my second marriage. And after I got divorced, I hit the trail. I ran pretty hard and I found it extremely easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And it's like I don't know if you've ever seen a pond, with a whole bunch of tadpoles in it, and it starts to dry up and them tadpoles are running out of space and dying from air. It's kind of like that, you know.
In the morning at the bar, everything starts looking good.
As they get older, you know, they'll accept more, you know,
poorly
options. We like our other co-host. Network, and you know, she swear up and down. Oh, she, you know, she got her standards. Everybody got a breaking point, just like everybody got a price. At some point, you're going to get old enough to where you're like, you know what? You funny enough. You don't ain't a serial killer. I mean, you all right. I mean,
you're 6'2", but right. You're 5'8".
You don't got a baby mama that want to kill me, right? I mean, like, you don't, can you keep a job? Are you going back to jail? Like, I mean, all of these different things that you just start to just be like, fuck it. If you could stay home, you know, and be around and not fucking hit me, we're good.
but the thing about it is, J Mac, you ain't always hollering at them old ass motherfuckers either. Like, cause a lot of the older chick, they body just as damaged as yours. You want to go get some good bodies.
When does that clock start ticking like that? When do they start? I mean, that's got to be the 30s, shit. Right?
That was my experience.
You got to go lower. They start spreading out.
You said it after they start, nigga, they get spread out when they had babies in 20s. Some of them bodies start to get just fucked up. And depends on how many kids they had. Huh?
Some of them be bouncing back.
And honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with spreading out. It look a little better. It look a little better when it spread out.
Yeah, man. I'll take some of that.
So look, Montoya's, I've always wondered, man. I know for a fact that Houston is the third biggest city in the country. However, I don't feel like y'all get the credit for being that big. What do you think it is about Houston that makes it like that?
All them niggas from New Orleans that came out there?
It's not a sexy touristy town. That got something to do with it. And it's Houston's own identity, because, you know, we always feel like we're the underdogs, even though we're really not. So we kind of carry ourselves like that.
You guys kind of are. I mean, in the big scene, Dallas is.
When I was in the Navy, they'd be like, man, what you listen to? This West Coast? What you listen to that there? I said, nigga, I'm from Houston. We don't listen to none of that shit. You
know? It was a chop and screw, right? That's what they listened to, right?
Well, yeah, it was a lot of that. But we had our own thing. It wasn't just chop and screw. We got a bunch of artists and stuff like that. So anytime one of them cats was riding with me, they was listening to my shit. And it wasn't no shit you saw on TV.
Right.
So I fuck with the ghetto boys too, though.
Yeah. UGK, all them niggas.
No, but
that's the only one you know, right?
No, that's, I mean, you really, I mean, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I was listening to an older show today, and Jamie Mack said something about riding dirty and Chameleon there, and be honest, got in there. Hold up, dog. If you're going to say ride dirty, you better be talking about UGK.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, my nigga, there you go.
Yeah. definitely. So look, though, I wanted just to welcome you on the show, man, because first of all, I don't want you to be quiet and slack about your show. You know what I'm saying? Definitely let all our listeners know where you from and what you're doing.
I want to know why Dallas is shitting on Houston. Like, why Dallas get all the pub? Like,
the TV show and the Cowboys.
You said the show and the Cowboys?
They had a TV show called Dallas back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, with JR.
Dad tried to bring it back recently.
And the Cowboys. That did it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Texans haven't really ever done anything.
They're the Oilers.
Yeah. And they're the Oilers, so that's gay.
They used to have the House of Pain. That was dope, though. Mm.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was all about it.
Yeah, the Oilers back in the day.
The Oilers did.
Right.
Yeah, that was in another city, wasn't it?
No, Houston.
No, that was Houston.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so the Tennessee Titans were what?
The Oilers, and they moved on it, yeah.
Okay.
You about to fuck everybody up. Like, I don't know.
Tennessee? Hey, look, the last city they were in is the city that they're from, if you ask me. They were the Tennessee Oilers.
Okay.
I hate that's a sore thorn in my side, man. We should have kept the Oilers. They could have had their own shit.
Right. Ooh, let's switch it then, because I heard some stories. Have you ever been to Atlanta?
Me, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got kinfolk out there.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said kids.
Kinfolk.
Say,
I know, you, yeah. Kinfolk.
But hey, so strip club scene better, Houston or Atlanta? Because I heard
Atlanta got that. Now, we got a strong one, don't get me wrong. But I forgot which one I went to back in. It was probably 03, 04.
Strokers.
And it was it was Strokers. Yeah. It was a full-ass club. It wasn't, the strippers were just like the backdrop.
Right.
You know, and that sets Atlanta apart to me, because people go there to actually hang out. The girls are just, they're just around.
Yeah, we go there to eat food, too.
Some food. Well, I don't know about eating no food.
Yeah, you got to eat strip club food.
I need to see that rating.
The health score wasn't posted. I'm still a bougie nigga. You know I'm in the strip club.
I'm going to order them wings.
That bitch ain't wash her hands. She don't got those little gloves on or nothing. No.
Nothing.
Just came off the pole back there cooking chicken. Right.
But look, we appreciate you joining us, Montoya's, man, and we'll definitely have you back. And if you ever get to Atlanta to see your kinfolk, man, definitely stop through the show and be here in-house.
Hey, Montoya, I got a question for you, because you was trying to come in on video. Hey, was them Sega Genesis headset that you had on you was talking to?
Man, I bought them hoes in 2009.
I knew they were old. Them shits look old.
Holy shit. That's true.
Your computer, you on an e-machine over there?
Oh, this dude got
drunk.
Hey, I'll let you make it.
Hey, man. Hey, thank you for joining us on the show, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate
y'all having me, man.
All right, man.
Hey, you heard Montoya said he goddamn women easy as fuck.
That's what's up.
I'm just saying. I told.
No, you're done. Your topic was.
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I think that that's what it all comes down to, is that their options are limited, especially with the rise of homosexuality. That fucking that takes. I mean, gender neutrality. I mean, there's not as many dudes as there used to be.
And there's already more of them than us.
Yeah. So I mean, so you have to kind of fuck. You play musical chairs. Some chairs, they got comfy chairs.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to take whatever the fuck chair is. It could be that hard plastic chair.
Right.
But you're going to take that chair.
All right. So what's better than us coming up with the questions?
Jay Smooth having vacation time.
Yeah, we need to get that package, to be honest.
Right. Okay. So can somebody else read the questions? Because my phone is about to die.
No, I don't want that package. He could have his vacation package.
Why?
Oh. No, he could. He could have my time.
Right.
All right, first question.
Oh.
All right, if the host of the No Nonsense Show were a personal advisor to the president, how would you guide him with the following topics? Obamacare, you want to just do them one at a time?
Right.
Okay. How are you going to advise him as far as Obamacare? First off, anyone here ever used Obamacare?
No. I tried to get it one time.
You didn't qualify?
I didn't qualify, and it would have been too high. I'm young, so I could still be in my mom's.
I couldn't qualify either, and the shit was too high to whatever, some other bullshit when it first came out. What about you, to be honest? You ever fuck with Obamacare?
No. I've always had better insurance than that.
I mean, what about you, Jason?
No, I've been using the military shit for a minute, so.
So, I mean, honestly, I don't know how I advise them. Just leave it alone, I guess. I mean, or make it better. I don't know, but why get rid of it? I don't know.
So we're supposed to advise Donald Trump on what he should do?
Yeah.
Okay, for Obamacare, didn't it just get repealed?
Did it? I mean, I thought they'd been doing
it. No, they're always repealing it because they don't like it.
What they're trying to do is repeal it right now.
It didn't get repealed? It's not over?
It's not over. No,
I know they're getting rid of the you know how they usually fine you for not having health insurance?
Yeah.
They're getting rid of that. I know that. For 2019. Mm. They're getting rid of fining you for not having health insurance.
The
idea was they wanted everybody to. The reason why they were fining you so that everybody would buy life insurance, and the price was supposed to come down, and it never came down.
Never came down. That shit was expensive as fuck.
Honestly, fuck Obamacare. I'm not.
I didn't need, I mean,
I guess they was trying to get everybody like what's going on in Canada and shit like that.
If they were, we wouldn't be in this mess.
They were trying to get everybody health care.
They was trying to get everybody health care
by requiring everyone to buy health care.
Yeah.
Not the same as Canada.
Canada is free health care, but how are they affording it over there? Taxes.
They pay like 50%
because
of taxes.
Because my brother's over there in motherfucking Canada now. He get that free shit now.
He also can smoke weed too. So if you want to be like Canada, let's really be like Canada.
Nah, you don't want to lose that money.
I'm talking about the weed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can just go back to L.A.
Mm. All right, Jim Mac, the next one.
Hold on, wait a minute. So how would you guys, what's the question? Nobody answered the question.
How would we advise him?
On Obamacare.
Obamacare, how would you advise him?
Hey, Mr. President. I don't really know much about the Obamacare, man, but listen, man, the shit ain't really ever fucked with me, man. If you don't want to fuck with it, what you going to do with that money?
Yeah, I'm not asking them to keep Obamacare.
Yeah.
But you don't want the motherfuckers to be without it either.
Ooh, what niggas are already without
the people,
it?
The people that have it, you don't want them to lose their medical plan and shit like that. So my thing is this. Before you... you get rid of it, right? What's an alternative to this shit? Is there anything that we can do to make it better? Because there are some people out there who's depending on it, and you know what I'm saying? Because I think when they deal with Obamacare, they allow pre-existing conditions and things like that, you know, so that you can have that. Because some medical insurance that you have, it don't allow for
With Obamacare, even if you have a pre-existing condition,
you can get covered.
So how about if we just make it mandatory that they accept people with pre-existing conditions and just have a new system? Obamacare didn't, the price never came down.
You could take Obamacare and throw it over to the motherfuckers on the other side of the wall for all I give a fuck. You know what I mean? And let them have it because, you know, then maybe that little girl would still be alive, you know, or maybe she wouldn't.
What little girl? The one who died in custody?
Yeah, little Honduras girl.
I don't know. Do we have all the details?
I mean, she's dead.
But do we have all the details?
No.
Lots of kids die.
No. Not lots of kids that fucking... A lot of kids die just normally.
She got bit by iguana.
But a kid that just made a fucking 1,000-mile trek.
Right. That could be the reason.
So you're telling me the 1,000 miles had nothing to do with it.
Right. It had nothing to do with it. It was just the way that we treated her once we fucking...
King Kunta tried to tell me this dumb shit. Like, there's nothing prior to her being... brought into custody.
I guarantee
had anything to do with her life.
If she died that quick,
she probably was dehydrated the whole time.
You know how you get to the end and you like, and you breathe out and it's like all that time. You know what I'm saying?
I saw this. If American doctors, because they said they took her right away to the motherfucking die. If American doctors couldn't keep her alive, she was already fucked up.
She might have been.
She was already fucked up. I mean, you don't go that fast to where we can't get you right in America.
Well, we don't have all the details, right?
Unless some shit was wrong with you already.
I'm just saying, if you were in Mexico and you said they couldn't save you, I could understand that.
Right.
But if now you came to America and you're at a children's hospital in America and we can't get you right.
Then what?
Yeah, you were already fucked up. You were pretty bad already.
So what are you saying? I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, I'm saying she was already pretty bad.
Oh, so you're saying we didn't kill her?
No, she was already.
Oh, I'm arguing with you.
J-Mag was saying she was on her way out anyway.
I'm arguing with you thinking that you're saying the opposite of what you're saying. Right, I agree with you. I don't. Yeah. King Kunta tried to tell me that.
I already told you, fuck King Kunta. I'm just joking.
God damn.
I'm just kidding. He know I like him.
Nah, but okay. So what's next? What's the next part?
The wall. Like I said, you could do with, you know.
What about the wall?
Well, how would you advise president on?
Gotta have it, man.
All the motherfuckers that help. All
isn't
the
there already a wall?
It's
not big enough.
So what they should do is just get the motherfuckers the supplies over there, and everybody who helped build it. Listen, get it for the wall. Everybody who helped build it, let the motherfuckers come over, and then they be good. You cut them off. You know what I'm saying? It's just
cut them
all
off.
So you ain't paying for the labor and all that shit.
Nah.
And you can probably bring the cost down.
What I'm saying? If you just get them niggas, that's just like the ultimate Home
bricks,
Depot.
Right. Give them bricks and shit like that, and just like, nigga, y'all build this up. And the Mexican, them bitches will build it in no time. If you get them just a couple of pallets of beer and put the motherfucking bricks out there. Yeah, put the bricks out there.
I thought you said you were going to give them sovereignty if they built the wall.
Yeah, but nigga, you giving them drink, you giving them food, drink.
They work better drunk.
Chicken, pizza, and beer. Them motherfuckers good. And for a snack, you get them some motherfucking queso dip and shit. They in there, baby.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? They build that wall half the time.
That's a good,
So is anybody saying don't build the wall?
Build that motherfucker.
I don't think so. I mean, I saw some videos where they motherfuckers was trying to rush a fence that, you know.
That's not really a wall, though.
But it seemed to work.
Okay.
I mean, the motherfuckers didn't get through.
Well, I think that there are certain areas that it's easier to cross than others. And if we fortified those places.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you made patch walls. Don't I mean? But just to make one wall, again, I think what they need to do is have, like, them little things where they. I remember when the
Desert Storm first broke out and they were hiring civilians to go over there for like enormous amounts of money just to do some, I don't know, construction work. I don't know what the fuck it was. Then FEMA was doing some shit, you know, where they offer civilians fucking large sums of money to go do some emergency shit. That's what they need. We need to get some large sum of money. Like, they need to offer a nigga like $80,000 for 3 months or some, or I don't know how much, some real good shit though, right?
Right.
To go build this wall. The wall will get built then. You know, and it's not like they're not wasting that kind of money anyway.
Right. I think, you know, people are constantly saying, well, why aren't we building a wall in Canada? Don't nobody in Canada want to come here. Nobody's trying to get here.
Shit
in the
is
large
good amount. Over there in Canada.
It's not
I don't know if it's not good, Mexico. But they just don't want to come here. So there's a big difference between a wall on the south side and a wall on the north side.
That's like, I mean, if we're really comparing, that's like Canada and Mexico.
King Kunta's in this room saying asylum seeking is not illegal. Did we say anything about illegal?
Asylum.
Asylum seeking is not illegal.
Are they after you, nigga? I mean, are these people are they being persecuted?
That's what they're saying.
That's what the
people are saying.
So what did they do?
What
did they do to get persecuted? I mean, what are they being persecuted for?
Traveling illegally.
No, they're not being in their home country. They're just in horrible conditions.
Yeah, well, what's that mean?
Horrible conditions.
They vote.
Now when you have a dictator,
make a difference.
It's motherfuckers over in the U.S. in horrible condition.
Now when you have a dictator,
you can't just leave. How is that helping?
What dictator are we talking about?
I'm not. Well, I know Mexico don't have a dictator, but I'm just saying some people like when Cuba did it, like when the Cubans did it back in the when Fidel Castro was in power, they couldn't go vote to change that shit.
But I think we treat Cubans a little bit different. Like if you make that swim or that float. You know what I mean? By the time you get over here, we're like, Zach, you did that. All right. You know, we're not going to set you back out afloat. You know what I mean? You're here. Fuck. I mean,
right.
There's no fence in Miami. But in Mexico, that's different.
But these are Guatemalans and Hondurans.
What's that mean? Okay, so what's happening there? I mean, I'm not knowing. So there's a government that's just out to kill their civilians. They're just out there just...
It's just a bad government. Here's the thing. And here's the argument is that if someone comes and says, hey, I need help, our laws say we're supposed to say, what's going on? Tell us what's going on. As opposed to saying, tear gas, tear gas, tear gas.
No, you can't rush shit, though.
We're supposed to give them a chance.
You can't just rush the fence, though, my nigga.
Okay, listen. But the idea here is that they've been walking for a long ass time. And there could have been a forward party to figure out what's going on. Maybe send some people to say, hey, y'all are coming to this wall. This is a bad idea. Tell us what's going on.
You don't think they did that?
I don't know.
Think they tried to deter these niggas before they got here?
I don't know the details on that either.
Listen, I'm pretty sure that they're saying that they knew. The word on the street was, they're not letting us in when we get there. I don't think that they were walking with the fucking high hopes.
It's a dumbass plan.
Like, hey, I bet as soon as we get there, it's going to be utopia.
It's
they're going to open the door
plan.
And let us in.
Right.
I doubt they thought that. They knew it was going to be rough.
The plan was awful, and I blame that dude for bringing his daughter as much as I blame anybody else.
I'm pretty sure.
That's the thing I don't understand with them. Like, usually you go first as the parent, and then if you make it, that's when you bring the family.
But this is the thing.
Like, the kids are the last ones to come.
I think we're underestimating these people. I don't doubt that he knew there was a possibility his daughter might not fucking make it. I mean, when you start walking thousands of miles, you got to know that a kid may not be up for that. They may not make it.
Right.
And
if they do, that's a tough-ass kid.
Oh, sure. That's tough. Motherfucker done seen some
shit. You walk out some shoes, like, fuck.
So
Jamie Mac, how's your racism going these days?
What's that mean?
I'm asking just a kind of different topic. How's your racism today?
It's great.
It's okay. So how do you feel about European immigrants? We cool with those as long as they're light skinned, or how are we doing that?
How'd they get here? I mean, because this is the thing. Not to say that I don't respect your 1,000-mile trek game.
Right.
Like that's
right.
But it's a little bit different than just fucking climbing in some fucking piece of board and setting afloat in the ocean and hoping that shit takes you to America.
Well, I don't think anybody from Europe's doing that, but you're talking about like from Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti or fucking Cuba.
So, but I mean, you're good with Europeans coming immigrants from Europe and
I don't know.
That's a long-ass float on a piece of wood.
Typically, those motherfuckers come and they have ready-made fucking gigs and shit and fucking... I'm not a big fan of any foreigner at this point.
Oh, okay.
Because I told you, any of these motherfuckers that treat or can treat America as a fucking side bitch.
Right.
And be like, you know.
What's their investment?
At any point, I can just fucking cut bait and go back to my wife and kids at home.
All right.
Fuck that.
Let's move on. For $10,000, would you eat a side dish that your spouse chewed up for you?
Fuck yeah. $10,000?
Yeah, I wouldn't even hesitate.
What?
That's really disgusting, but it's $10,000.
$10,000?
And it's my spouse the one that's chewed it up? I'm good.
Is she chewing it with her ass? I mean, what are we...
Right. No, I'm sure with her mouth. What if Jay Smooth ate it first? Would you eat?
No.
No? $10,000.
But that's your co-host.
I'll think about it, but nah.
Okay, Jay Smooth, you spouse, you doing that? $10,000?
It's gross as fuck, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
$10,000?
That's a lot of money. To not eat that shit. If you could switch bodies with your spouse for an hour, what would you do?
I mean, damn. I mean, it got quiet in the motherfucker, right?
Because the thing about it is, everybody thinks, so that means they trying to see if you gonna get fucked a lot, take a lot of. Because if you trade places bodies with your wife, that means you become a female. Right? Am I right? So that means they're trying to see. Everybody got quiet because nobody want to say that. Are you going to go out and motherfucking just get some dick?
I wasn't even thinking that.
Or if the wife going to go out and motherfucking slay motherfucker.
So you was thinking about getting dick down.
Nah, but I'm just saying. So why you get quiet, French? Tell me what you was thinking about. No.
I thought it was a funny question.
Yeah, I was really laughing.
What did you think about?
I was laughing
about?
At... What
were you thinking about?
I was laughing because...
What would you do if you were your girls?
The Freaky Friday video?
Yeah.
When he became Kendall Jenner? And then when he was like, I wonder...
So what were you going to do?
I would just look at the pussy, bro.
You just look at your own pussy?
Yeah, just to see, like...
You don't do that when you're looking at pussy anywhere? Like, when you're getting pussy, you don't look at it?
I do.
But looking at it from...
Like, do you examine that motherfucker really good?
You have to, especially if you're about to eat it.
Right. So you've never been, it's been nighttime and dark in a room. You turn the lights on first and look at it.
I mean, if it's like that, I already ate our pussy before, so I'm good. But if it's the first time, I got the lamp light on.
I got a lamp right next to my nightstand.
Lamp light.
So you only have sex at your house?
Well,
he uses camera phone light.
I was thinking most of the time it's my house.
But sometimes not.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's nighttime the first time you fuck, right?
She has the lamp light.
And sometimes you ate pussy without having a fucking spotlight on the pussy, right?
Nah.
Never.
Nah, I got a spotlight.
You have a spotlight and you're like, hey, you don't mind, do you?
Bring.
Nah, if it's the first time there's a light on somewhere, what is the bathroom in the room that's the light is still on or some shit?
Nigga, you lying, nigga.
Okay, but the bathroom light don't really show you the
crevices.
You
can still see a little bit.
There's always a sniff test. I don't give a fuck, nigga. There's a sniff test too.
I'm using other senses, nigga. I'm touch and smell, nigga. And I'm feeling, if that bitch feel, nigga, you rub that motherfucker and the bumps don't feel like hair bumps. It just feels, and it's a lot of in a row.
Stand by.
I'm saying,
Jay Smooth, tell us the consistency of a hair bump versus
how do you do?
You've had to have felt both to know that there's a difference. Please tell us,
nigga. I've had a cold sore in my mouth, right? So I've had a cold sore.
That's you type one, though.
Let me finish what I'm saying, right?
Simplex one.
So you can feel if it's just like one bump, like hair bump, like you can just feel one bump or something like that. Well, it might be an ingrown bump. Or if it's like consistent, feel like a cluster or some shit like a bump broccoli. Like, you know, like that shit like that. And it's just nigga like, oh, fuck, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mm-mm.
So what are you touching the cluster with?
Nigga, my fingers, nigga, and my fingers. So, how I'm feel. So what, I always feel a bitch pussy. Just
so, what are you doing after you feel a cluster?
Nigga, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
So you ask, what the fuck is this shit?
Now, look, I'm taking my cell phone under covers and motherfucking turn the flashlight on. I swear to God, and I videotape motherfuckers. Like I'd be like this, hit it with the light.
Because she got herpes.
No, I'd be like, nigga, hey, nigga, like this, nigga. I'd be like an OBGYN, nigga. I'm like that, nigga. Like, somebody, nah.
And then what do you say? You get up and put a condom on, or you say, I can't do nothing with this?
It depends on how bad I want to fuck.
Might depend on how bad I want to fuck.
Hey.
So you fucked a bitch that you weren't sure?
Hey. I'm just saying, it depends on how bad I want to fuck that. I'd be like, nah, I ain't going to put my mouth, but I put a condom on it and just go in right quick and be done.
You fucked the bitch that had clusters before?
No, I'm saying yes. I haven't. But he said, he was saying if you did, I said depending on how bad I wanted to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I might be like,
is there anybody that you want to fuck bad enough to fuck her with herpes? Anybody? Any celebrity?
Nigga, all my celebrities, I say fine. I fuck them bitches that got herpes, nigga. Ooh. Hey, Sanaa, Jada Pinkett, Gabrielle Union, all them motherfuckers.
During the flare up season?
I put something on and nigga, I come up, and so I say I knocked them down. Hey, shit, nigga, hey, you rolling the dice? It's a chance you might get it. Just because it flare up don't mean that you gonna get it. It's a motherfucking slick chance. It's a chance.
Okay, that's a high chance.
No, it ain't.
If the motherfucker isn't flare, see, if it's flared up, like you've really got a good chance of getting
nigga,
it.
Nigga, cook it. You think Cookie ain't fuck magic? They say she ain't got it.
That's not herpes.
They probably using condoms too.
But that's you think he ain't flared up at any time in over 20 plus years?
You don't flare up with HIV.
It don't matter, motherfucker. You got it.
He probably use a condom.
They say with the new studies that Atlanta men in Atlanta got like 7% of men in Atlanta got HIV.
Seven?
Yeah.
Depends on where they pulling them motherfuckers from.
If you think about the number,
it's like 35,000.
Yeah.
It's something like
they did say it's like third world war, like not world
like
war,
like a third world country,
like a third world country.
Yeah.
So my shit is, to be honest, I don't know where they getting them fucking statistics from and shit like that. How many motherfuckers are you polling? You know what I'm saying?
How many motherfuckers? They saying people who went to the doctor and got a test. How many of those tests were positive? How many were negative?
But
they do the probability.
What I'm saying is like what hospitals are you getting from? All hospitals and grading. Shit like that. I'm like, is it just a grading?
What hospital do you want to get it from? What does it matter? What hospital?
You know what I'm saying, like, are they getting it from? They getting this census from all the hospitals? Are they just one?
If they're just doing one hospital and 35,000 people have AIDS from one hospital,
they don't even need to know the rest.
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, you're asking math from a guy who took math.
Nigga, I took basic math.
General. I know.
Yeah, general math together.
In a portable by the fucking field. Yeah.
Well, okay, so what about if your girl had your body? I already know what my girl's doing. She's jacking my dick. Or she's like going to fuck somebody with my dick. Because all women have penises.
Well, she's got your, I mean, you got her body. Who's she going to fuck? She's coming after you, bro. But anyway.
No. Here's my thing. I don't know who she's fucking. My point is that all women would love to have a dick.
Sure.
Guys don't want a pussy.
But I didn't answer that first part. I would probably see what it really felt like with a thumb in her ass. Like,
What?
Yeah.
You put a thumb in your own ass?
If I was her.
But it's still, you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
So you're doing it to yourself to put a thumb in her ass that you're inhabiting.
Right, just to see if it's as, you know.
As painful as
right,
she
like, thinks. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this shit don't hurt. You've been lying all this time. You know, you can test that now, right? You can excuse yourself and go test that shit right now. Come back and tell us what you think, all right?
All right, man.
No, but I think that all women have penis envy. You agree with that?
Yeah. That's all what I like time. To say. Suck my dick. Women say that all the time. I just say it like that.
How do they say it?
Suck my dick.
I've never heard anybody say it that way.
That's how they be saying it.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody say it that way. So that's what I think she would do. All right, let's see. What's next? What are your rules on Christmas gifts with significant others?
I don't have any rules.
Yeah. If you got it, get her something. If you don't,
the fuck kind of shit have we gotten attention. To that where you have to have a rule? Like, are you talking about amounts? Like, how many? Like, because I know we talked about this briefly.
I guess they're asking, what rules do you have?
What motherfucker might say is like, if you get somebody that's really a gift, that's if you get your girl something that's really expensive, you be like, fuck, I want something equivalent. I'm hoping for something equivalent.
You know, you give me
a bottle of fucking cologne, and I done bought you a motherfucking Gucci bag or Louis Vuitton bag or some Gucci shit like cologne. That. You know what?
I don't know if Gucci makes cologne, but what if it was one of those big brand colognes?
It don't matter what brand cologne it is, nigga. It still would not amount to if you went out and you spent $1,500. $1,500
for a bag.
Yeah, nigga, bad. No, I'm saying total. If you spent $1,500 on your gifts, added up $1,500, uh-huh. And she come with just fucking bottle. Yeah, I'm saying it's your wife or your spouse, you know.
Right.
And she come with a fucking thing of cologne. You like, what the fuck?
I was getting $20 gift.
You have to stop doing that, bro. But I'm making that face.
But I'm just saying, like, you would want them, hopefully, to spend something equivalent, you know, where it's some thought put into the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, I tell motherfuckers every Christmas, I be like, it was a bad year. It's a bad year. And sometimes I don't even know what to get a motherfucker, you know.
So you have rules or no? No rules?
No,
okay.
Not really, no.
So the next part of that, well, I guess it's not the same question, but if your significant other said she did not want a gift for Christmas, would you buy her a gift anyway or accept her request?
Nope.
Nope.
I'm not buying shit.
No.
And I've done that, be honest. They say that shit.
Yeah, I be saying that shit to test you sometimes.
I told a motherfucker, I was like this. You told me don't get you none, so I didn't get you none. So you really believe me. I'm like, don't fucking say this shit if you really wanted something. I asked you for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Say what the fuck you want. Give me a couple of options. That way, I got a choice on what to get you, because I'd rather get you something that you want versus something that you don't want.
That's, I mean,
me and my wife aren't doing Christmas this year.
Hey,
like Jehovah's Witnesses?
I finally gotten through, huh?
Why?
Because we're investing in other things. We have we have plans.
All right, that's a better gift.
Yeah, we're not gonna waste it on Christmas. The money that we were gonna spend on each other.
What about the kids?
Like the cranks.
What about the kids?
Are they not getting anything too?
We'll figure out something with them. We haven't bought anything yet, I don't think.
When you're grown, I don't really feel like Christmas is a thing anymore. Like compared to when I was a kid. Like, I'd be forgetting.
Of course
that
not, because once you start spending money versus just getting shit, it changes it.
Yeah. All right, this next question, I want to do it some a little different. So, Jay Smooth, you know you're always doing the radio voice, right? Jay Smooth? All right, so what I want to do is, I've put something on this piece of paper, right? And I want you to read this. I don't want you to spend a lot of time looking at it. I just want you to grab it and read it like, for instance, if you were in a radio station and they brought you something to do, like, you know what I'm saying, copy. You know what copy is? Like if there's an ad, they'll bring you copy. Copy is basically what the ad company wants you to say. Remember we did it for the headphone?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you this. I want you to read it as if you're doing copy. So, like, put the radio voice on and everything, right? And give it a try. If it doesn't work out, give it a second and try it again, okay? I just want you to read it. Don't take a lot of time, though. Grab it and start reading, all right? Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, go. Give me energy.
What up, what up? This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You get tired of running before I get tired of running. You already know what it is, and you are kicking it with me. Be honest, J-Mac and French Freddy, who's sweetest pie on the No Nonsense Show.
Okay, so try that again so people can hear what you say. Right. There's a point here, but I like the energy. Give me the energy. Come on.
What up, what up? This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You get tired of
hunting. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. You get tired of hunting before I get tired of running. You already know what it is.
No, it's the other way around. You get tired of running before I get tired of hunting, right?
Yes.
You get tired of hunting before I get tired of running.
Okay.
You already know what it is, and you are kicking it with me. You are kicking it with, be honest, J-Mac. And the French guy.
What the fuck, bro?
And the French guy who's sweet as pie on the No Nonsense Show.
All right, so somebody sent us this video, right? And I was trying to see, was there anybody that I thought of that was like this, who couldn't read?
Right.
So Jay Smooth kind of, what do you think he did on that? Pretty good, or he fucked it up?
I think he could have done better.
So the last question of the question of nonsense was, have we ever fucked up something this bad? So this is what they sent us.
I got it.
DJ Envy, Angela Gee, and Sade, my God. Let me read that part. God damn, girl. Y'all got some names on that one. What up, what up? You already know who it is. It's me, Webby the Tree FM, Young Savage, Sweet John Jr. Doing what I do, and I do what I do, and I'm doing it with my girl, DJ Envy, Angela Lee, Angela Yee. Damn.
Angela
Yee. Hold up. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlotte McGay. Man, hold up. Oh, Charlemagne. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlemagne, the God. DJ Lee, hold up. DJ Envy, Angela Lee, and Charlemagne McGain. What up, you already know who it is. It's me, Webby the Tree FM, Young Savage, Sweet Jones. And you rocking with DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlemagne. I don't think I'll never be able to say that right now. I mean, Charlemagne. Hold on, say it one more time.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne the God. Charlemagne the God. Who that is? The asshole. Come on, you ready? Let's do it. Let's do it. What up, what up? It's me, Webby the Tree FM, Young Savage, Sweet Jones, and you kicking it with DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlotte, your mate, the God. This is the Breakfast Club, baby.
All right, so what that guy has in common with Jay Smooth is that they're both from, guess where?
Mississippi.
Is it Webby from Mississippi?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Is he from Mississippi?
Listen.
He's from somewhere down there.
For sure.
In the bayou. Have you ever been tongue-tied that much?
What was so wrong with Charlemagne, though? Like, the silent G?
How to spell, yeah.
I guess.
But I would say like Charlamagna or something.
Yeah, like he could not. He couldn't say Charlemagne to De Gaulle.
But my problem is, after they told him, he was still having difficulty.
Be honest, I like this shit right here. I was dying laughing when he said
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I knew it was close.
That nigga said, and you kicking it with Beyonce, J Mac, and a French guy who's sweet as pie. Hey, that shit was hilarious, nigga. Hey.
French running.
Hey,
I'm a sweet guy.
Yeah, you did this shit right here. Yeah, this, you crazy as hell.
Okay, read it again, man. Without fucking all that goofy ass laughing, just read it.
What up? This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You get tired of hunting before I get tired of running. You already know what it is, and you kicking it with Beyonce, J Mac, and the French guy who's sweet as pie on the No Nonsense Show.
Okay. Hey, do it again, but fix it.
Fix the running and hunting.
Yeah, because you know what it's supposed to be.
You're tired of hunting.
You get tired. Why they not hunting you? You hunting them. So they're going to get tired of running.
Oh, okay.
So you keep stalking them. You're like Jason.
J-Mac, you made this up?
Come on. You got
this. What up? This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You'll get tired of hunting.
Come on.
You can't do it.
Come on.
Here we go.
Before I get tired of running.
Here we go.
He said, you'll get tired of
hunting. No, we're supposed to switch it.
He said, fix it.
Ron Burgundy?
Oh, okay.
Try it again.
Energy.
What up? This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You'll get tired of running before I get tired of hunting. You already know what it is, and you're kicking it with Beyonce, J Mac, and a French guy who's sweetest motherfucking pie on the No Nonsense Show.
There you go, bro. All right.
Pretty good.
All right.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, I thought I was fucking up. I was like, I'm reading it like I said, but.
Yeah, because we told you. Yeah, no, we told you. You just weren't listening. Yeah.
I thought you would do much, much worse. So you did better than I thought you'd do, honestly. Because you have trouble reading. Like, remember the time that you did the show by yourself when you kicked me and Jamie Mac out? Mm. You weren't reading, but it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's. When you don't have much to say and you make yourself say stuff, it's fucked up. But I think.
Oh, you mean like every show?
Yeah.
Like today on our topic.
You made this subject
35 minutes.
No, but I thought, you know, if I was made it up, I would have put words in there that I knew would have tripped you up.
How about the next show? Do
something with like four syllables.
Right. How do you spell
Procrastinate,
Charlemagne? How do you spell Charlemagne?
I don't know.
Oh, that might have been a good one then. He probably was Charlemagne too.
But I've seen his name on YouTube, so I would have known what it was.
If you've seen it.
Nigga, I don't know right now, nigga, but you know.
I mean, this is just Charlotte and then Maine.
Not really.
Yeah. But look, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonnets.com, where you can where you can see all the shows.
It's contagious.
It's their Webby. Do it for me, Jay Smooth.
This your boy Jay Smooth, the waiter, the pussy procrastinator. You already know the motherfucking No Nonsense Show. We got French Reddy, who's sweetest motherfucking pie. Hey, nigga, that shit was all right. I like that shit, B. I appreciate you coming on.
That's the only part that he likes saying. He loves saying
French guy, sweetest pie.
Yeah, it's not even that heavy of a joke.
Oh, wait, before we go, French, did you come up with anything inflammatory to say, or you still haven't gotten
it? Not yet. No. It's coming soon. Like detox.
Because I hear somebody. Jamie Mac. You know what? We got a bone to pick. Jamie Mac has been on how many episodes of the No Nonsense Show?
400 and plus.
400, at least 55. 58.
Yeah, a lot of them.
He went to the BT. God damn it. See,
words are not easy all the time.
No, it's y'all killing me.
Words are not easy all the time.
He went to the what?
He went to the Baylor the Great Show for president. And he was asked to do the ending on BTG for president. And he just made up some shit. he literally just made some shit up.
What else was I gonna do, right? Of course.
But you said it with confidence, like that was.
Yes,
really,
that's the key to everything. That's the key to life.
No,
it is. No. It is.
That is not the key to
it
life.
It is.
He's got confidence.
He fucking bitches are easy to him.
Hey, and I found out BTG was on one of my homeboy podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So
that's irrelevant.
Oh, no, I was just saying, giving him a shout out because
Who a shout out?
I'm going to give my,
what's the homeboy's podcast name?
He don't even know the homeboy like
that's
that.
That's not a true homeboy, man.
It is. I got to remember because I listened to two episodes of it because I just reached out to him about a week ago.
Nigga, are you going to give him a shout out or not?
Shout out to the podcast that my boy BTG. I forgot the name. What's the name of Beyond?
That's some fucked up shit. Yeah.
I refuse.
No bailing
it's,
out.
I refuse.
I think about the shit about it.
Way to be prepared.
Yeah.
By the next show, this is the free show, the premium show. They're not going to hear it. These people who aren't aren't paying.
What the fuck the name of the damn show was? Just say you really don't give a fuck that much. Yeah, because you're perpetrating like right now.
You don't give a fuck.
He's having trouble with Baylor's podcast name or
no, the guy,
homeboys.
The homeboy. Homeboy. His let me do friend. Air quotes. Yeah, let me do air quotes.
I feel like you just lied for no reason.
He does.
No. I did.
That's 1.0. Who do you think was doing it before you were?
I never lie.
Yeah, you're 2.0. My nigga, come on. Come on, man. So who's going to take us out of here?
Jimmy Mack was going to do it.
What the fuck you mean?
Jimmy Mack has no fucking idea what the ending of the show is.
Come on.
You forgot the slogan?
He never knew it.
Come on.
460 episodes.
Hold up. You was making fun of me the whole time when I used to struggle with it.
No
just
idea.
Because of the words. Like, you don't know how to say the words. Even
well, you don't even know the words.
He has no idea.
I know how to say them in English.
Say them. Say it. You want me to help you out?
Nah. I know.
He has no idea what the...
I know. It starts off with keep.
460.
Listening to us.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize people need to laugh. Till next time. Sometimes people need to laugh. Till next time.
You don't need to correct anybody.
Yes, I do.
You can't correct anybody.
Yes, I can.
Brent, you fucking up, man. Damn.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.